Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Colleen Babe, and she's president of the Cass County Beef Producers. Good morning to you, Colleen.
Good morning.
Well, beef month is May. May is beef month. And hey, we're almost to the end, but people still have a great chance to get in on something kind of new that you're trying. So let's talk about how people can get some great beef.
This year, in the past years, we've had a few different fun contests that we've had always in the month of May. And this year we were able to team up with KJN and some other great sponsors and do what we call is the Cass County Beef Run. It's kind of similar to a poker run where you collect a playing card at participating businesses and then you bring your best five card hand to this Atlantic City Park on June 2nd. And that's where you'll be entered in a chance to win up to $500 in beef certificates and some other great prize packages from our other sponsors.
Okay. Well, beef, you know, talking about the beef you could win, you know, it makes my mouth water. You know what, Colleen, there's nothing better than a great hamburger as far as I'm concerned.
A lot of people will say that, and a lot of people say a great steak also. But we have great beef here in the Midwest, and we'll put it up against any beef anywhere else.
You bet. Okay, so what do people need to do? This has been going on for a while, but you still have a few more days to get in on it. So what do people need to do?
This has been going on for at least half a month of May here. And our participating businesses, where a playing card is available to be picked up, is Atlantic Locker, Hennixon Processing, Hy-Vee, and Fairway Food Stores. And our grand prize, like I said, will be $500 in beef certificates, and that's the Beef Producers and KJN sponsoring that prize package. And then we'll have chances to get other prizes, like I said, and those prizes, Atlantic Locker is donating a 10-pound ground beef package. Atlantic Locker is also donating 8 New York strip steaks, and Atlantic Locker is also donating 8 T-bone steaks. Hennixon Processing will have 2 beef bundles from there. Fairway's doing a whole ribeye, and Hy-Vee's doing a beef package. So everybody kind of has a chance to win a prize, and then we'll have a few other prizes that day, June 2nd in the park, between 11 and 1. It's also Atlantic Customer Appreciation, and we worked with the Chamber, and they always do a hot dog feed for everybody. So we let them know that since it was May Beef Month that we were going to upgrade to all beef hot dogs, and so there'll be a chance to have a meal also in the park.
I had noticed that they were all beef hot dogs. And they go, oh, that is something different. So that's great to have that little extra push there. Now, when you go in, what does this look like? I mean, are you talking a regular playing card, or do you have your own special cards?
We kind of have our own special cards. We did up just a deck of cards. So there's your ace through your twos, however you want to look at it that way. But on the back of each card, within each
don't you have a recipe? I keep saying, find a great beef recipe, and I'm assuming that every ace, every queen, every king, etc., has a different recipe?
Yes, it does. Each of the 13 cards has a different beef recipe. And what we did include was three of our winners of a previous contest, their recipes. We did a promo last year with Hy-Vee around the holiday time, so those recipes are included on those cards. And then we did kind of a basic basic hamburger, a basic chili, and a basic roast beef. Mm-hmm. So those all seem to be just fun recipes. So along with collecting the cards, if you don't get a great five hands, you'll get at least great five recipes that you can keep in your recipe box, because they're on a card about a 4x6, and they'll be available by the meat departments in both of the grocery stores and then at the counters at both of the lockers.
Can you try more than once? Can you go in and get cards more than once?
Yeah, when you're shopping there, you'll just ask them and let them know you're on the beef run, and they will let you know how to get your card.
Okay.
And you, like I said, it's the best five cards. So if you've shopped for the month and you've picked up 10 cards, you might have a chance at two hands, or You know, you get 7 cards, you pick out your best 5 and bring them to the park.
Okay. And you have to be there at the park to pick up your prize?
Yes.
You have to bring your cards.
You have to bring your cards. We will have a little check-in area between 11 and 1. At 1 o'clock, we'll be doing the grand prize drawing.
Okay, so come have your all-beef hot dog, bring your cards, and see if you're going to be a winner. Sounds, you know, something kind of fun to try something different.
Yeah, it was a new contest for us, and like anything, there's a few things that we always have to work out. So we will probably run this again next year in May with a few added perks and a little different twist on the contest. So those that did participate and are participating, if you find one of the Cass County Beef Producer members, let them know what you thought of the contest. That helps us get better things going for the years to come. So, yeah.
And of course, one of the points is to just keep on getting more beef, enjoying more beef, and just so many ways to enjoy beef. So be sure to get in on that. We'll remind folks again where to pick those up. But Colleen, anything new? We're talking to Colleen Babe, who is the president of the Cass County Beef Producers. Or maybe you want to talk about something that just happened.
Well, in the month of May, we do all kinds of fun things for May Beef Month. But I do want to talk about two young ladies that the beginning of May, we crowned a new beef queen and a county princess. And our beef queen this year is Emily Jacobson. And our princess is Amber Stender. And those two girls have been making appearances around Cass County the last couple weeks, helping promote the beef run. And they also, what we did this year, with the help of a past county princess, Cynthia Friend, and her mother, Lynette, we were able to design a bib for newborns. And we have a brand new bib out there that says, "When I get teeth, feed me beef." We presented that to all the babies born in May at the Cass County Hospital all got a bib like that. And the first baby of the month, the parents also got a beef certificate. And we had a really unique situation. We ended up presenting two of them because we had two babies born within 7 hours and we didn't want to discriminate between either one of them. So both the sets of parents got some beef certificates along with the baby bib.
Yeah, oh, nice. Now, you mentioned the beef certificates. How can you get those? Because they make great gifts. I mean, can I go somewhere and buy a beef certificate? Or how tell me a little more about those.
A lot of times they are available at different stores, but if you want to contact me, I can get you directed to where you can buy them. They do make great presents for different occasions. They come in denominations of $25, $20, $15, and $10. They did do away with the $5 ones, but they are available. At one point in time, Hy-Vee was carrying them, and I have to say I haven't
checked.
Need
to check. Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that those would be good to mail to somebody. It's a little difficult, possible, but a little difficult to mail a package of beef. But hey, you could mail a beef certificate, and it doesn't cost too much to mail that, and what a great gift for people. So think about that.
Yeah, and those certificates, people think that they only can use them just like for buying beef. But if you go into a restaurant and have a steak dinner, in the state of Iowa, they'll receive those in as being a form of payment for the dinner, and they have to be a beef dinner. So you can take them to your local lockers. You can go to the grocery stores, and you can use them in most restaurants.
Now, I hear often that when people announce that a certain event's going on, that the beef producers will be there to grill. How often do you do that?
Quite often. We get contacted to do bigger events, and we have a grill co-chairs this year after, as Greg Zellmer would tell me, 100 of years, yeah. But it really hasn't been 100 years. He finally has stepped down as our grill chair, and we have two new grill co-chairs, Chance Will and Jordan Groves. And what people can do is if they're in need of grilling for a large group of people, they can contact either one of them or any of their Cass County Beef Producer board members. And if our calendar date's open, we usually can come out and pull our grill out there and grill for quite a few people.
Mm-hmm. About every weekend, are you busy?
It seems like it, but not always. Usually between May and October, very busy months for us. We're seeing more in the fall now than we used to see May and June just be packed, but I think we're all culprits of the weather here, so September and October is a pretty popular month again.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're interested in anything related to beef, well, contact Colleen Babe or any of those other folks. And just a final reminder, get to which sponsors, which stores do we need to go to find our beef card, our cards?
For the beef run, Atlantic Locker, Henningsen Processing, Atlantic Ivy, and Fairway. And let those people know thank you for their sponsorship also, because without them, we don't have a lot of good prize packages put together, and they help us the most in the county, supporting us with all their beef items that they have for sale.
And then bring your cards to the park next Saturday and see if you have the winning hand. We want to thank you very much, Colleen Babe, who is president of the Cass County Beef Producers, for visiting with us. And until next time, here is a thought. Age is the price you pay for maturity.